Starbucks.
Hello and welcome to the first mailbox in October. This means the name of September's mystery person is about to be revealed. The Prague-born Nobel Prize winner was not Marie Curie nor Milena Jesenská, but rather
Gertie Theresa Corey. The three great personalities who won the Nobel Prize in the year 1947 are Gertie Theresa Corey, Carl Ferdinand Corey, and Bernardo Alberto Houssay.
Our listener Uday I. Nayak from India wrote in the very first email to arrive after the question was first announced. Kristýna Pletková listens in South Bohemia.
The mystery woman born in Prague in 1896 who won the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine in 1947 is Dr. Gertie Theresa Corey. As one of a few female students, she attended medical school at the German Charles Ferdinand University in Prague. In 1922, she emigrated together with her husband, Carl Ferdinand Corey, to the United States to pursue medical research at the State Institute for the Study of Malignant Diseases in Buffalo, New York. In 1928, they became naturalized citizens of the United States.
Colin Law from New Zealand, as usual, sent a very detailed answer full of interesting facts and sadly too long to quote in full.
Gertie was the first of three girls born to Otto and Martha Neustadt Radnitz. Otto was a sugar refinery manager, and his work may have influenced Gertie's early interest in chemistry and her later choice of scientific focus. In those days, girls were not expected to attend university, but Gertie persevered in following her dream to become a chemist. She had to pass a special entrance exam to prove her knowledge of Latin, literature, history, mathematics, physics and chemistry before she could enter the medical school of the University of Prague in 1914. There she met Carl Ferdinand Corey, also born in 1896, who shared her interest in scientific research. In 1920, they graduated and received their MD degrees.
Jason Meader listens in Florida.
I absolutely love your programs, and I am always happy when time is given to respect and appreciate the work and contribution of women. In this male-dominated world, it doesn't happen often enough. It's only a fact of life that life itself is all about balance. This basic yet complex concept applies to human relations as well. Behind every great man, there is a strong woman. Behind every great woman, there is a strong man. Gertie Radnitz Corey, along with her husband, Carl Corey, focused on their work in the field of enzymology, where they became known and awarded for discovering phosphorylase, an enzyme that breaks down glycogen into the Corey ester.
S.J. Akbula from Nigeria also stresses the importance of the marriage of two scientists.
Her marriage to her fellow professional led the family to greater achievements in the medical field. She and her husband were prolific writers. She personally authored many publications, while she also co-authored many others with her husband. She had an array of awards to her credit. In fact, she was a woman who was able to tread where others feared to go.
David Eldridge writes from the United Kingdom.
Gertie and Carl Corey were best known for their work on carbohydrate metabolism. Gertie Radnitz met her husband-to-be, Carl Corey, while attending medical school in the University of Prague. They married after graduation in 1920, and shortly afterwards she converted from Judaism to Catholicism. They first moved from Prague to Vienna and in 1920 to Buffalo in the United States. Her family background was Jewish, and she experienced the effects of anti-Semitism in Prague and Vienna. In the United States, gender discrimination had a significant detrimental effect on her career.
Hiroshi Katayama listens to Radio Prague in Japan.
In Japan, she is not a well-known woman, I think, but I've known her through one of my hobbies, collecting postage stamps. The stamp featuring Gertie Corey was issued in March 2008 in the United States of America. The stamp has a fatal printing error in the chemical formula.
Charles Konesny writes from Ohio.
She credited any contribution she made to science to the benefits of a European education, followed by the freedom and opportunities in the United States. Europe and the U.S. are part of the picture, but I think heaven also enters in, as Gertie and Carl's marriage seemed to have been made there. They were two people working closely together for all those years, sharing their research, accomplishments, and awards, and through it all seemed to be a very devoted couple.
Richard Chen is our regular listener in Trinidad and Tobago.
Gertie Theresa Corey, together with her husband Carl Ferdinand Corey, won the Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine in 1947 for their discovery of the course of the catalytic conversion of glycogen and were awarded half the prize. The other winner, Bernardo Alberto Hussai of Argentina, received the next half for another discovery relating to the metabolism of sugar.
Daniel Gutierrez writes from Massachusetts.
Gertie Theresa Radnitz Corey was the third woman to win a Nobel Prize. She could be considered the first Czech woman to receive such an award, but because she became a United States citizen in 1928, she is commonly attributed to be the first American woman to become a Nobel laureate.
And Hans Werner Lollicke from Denmark wrote,
Gertie Theresa Corey is the woman born in Prague who received part of the Nobel Prize in 1947. Now, I ask myself, after finding out month after month about persons born in your country who ended up being famous elsewhere in the world, aren't there any persons born elsewhere who ended up becoming famous in your country?
That's a very good point. As Gertie Corey has been the 60th mystery Czech in the mailbox quiz, it may be time to make a little change. Not that I'm not well stocked up on world-famous people born in this country, but there are indeed a great number of those who came from far and wide to create their works of art or make scientific discoveries in this small country in the heart of Europe. It's definitely a field worth exploring. But now I won't keep you waiting any longer. Let me announce the names of the four listeners who have been picked out of the hat this time to receive small prizes for their correct answers. They are Uday I. Nayak from India, Jason Meader from the United States, Richard Chen from Trinidad and Tobago, and Sudip Chakraborty from Italy. My congratulations, and your parcels are in the post. And finally, a brand new quiz question. In October, we are looking for the name of the illustrator born in 1934 in Ústí nad Labem into a Czech-German family. He's probably best known for designing the characters in the 1968 animated film Yellow Submarine, based on the music of the Beatles. The address for your answers is, as usual, english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, and the deadline is October the 31st. Thanks for taking part in our quiz and for listening to Radio Prague.